Senate Judiciary Committee will vote to advance Barrett's nomination next week. By Sean Moran on October 15, 2020. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote next week to approve Judge Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court on October 22. The move to vote Barrett out of the Senate Judiciary Committee follows as the committee spent this week questioning the Supreme Court justice nominee regarding her qualifications for the nation's highest court. On Thursday, the committee will have witnesses testifying in support or against Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. The American Bar Association, ABA, will testify about their decision to designate Barrett as well qualified for the Supreme Court. Senators can then question the ABA witnesses, and this panel may take up to 2 hours. During the second panel, Sai Krishna Prakash, a law professor at the University of Virginia, Amanda Rabiri, who clerked for Barrett on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and Laura Wolk, who was a student of Barrett's at Notre Dame Law School, will testify about her qualifications for the Supreme Court. On Wednesday, Democrat vice presidential nominee and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, claimed President Donald Trump is trying to jam through Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. Harris said, "Mr. Chairman, these proceedings, I believe, lack legitimacy in the eyes of the people of our country. Americans are right now are suffering from a deadly pandemic and we are also suffering a historic, economic crisis. The Senate should be working day and night to provide economic relief to families and not rushing a Supreme Court nomination. We are also in the middle of an election. More than 12 million Americans have already voted. The American people want whomever wins this election to fill this seat. My Republican colleagues know that I believe. This hearing has done nothing to alleviate the concerns raised about why this nominee was chosen and why this is rushed when the American people deserve to be heard." The move to vote her out of committee means that the Senate Republican majority will likely be able to confirm her before the November 3 elections. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.